At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you hear the Pete Rose news, and if so, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm good for Pete. Yeah, I'm happy for him, and he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Not a necessarily controversial take from the Cubs manager, Craig Counsell.
Well, kind of.
He belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's saying...
As a player, not as a manager betting on his own team.
Well, I think he means Pete Rose. So he says Pete Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame. Craig Counsell, very matter of fact, that's the way he operates. I respect that. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think it's a real nuanced conversation about whether or not Pete Rose can get into the Hall of Fame now and what's changed because Rob Manfred chose this unusual time to declare that he has been cleared. It's like nothing ever happened.
Here's the deal. You cleared him to get into the Hall of Fame. By making him eligible to be elected to the Hall of Fame, I get it. You're kicking the can down the road, and you're going to make the people that meet in 2027, right? Mm-hmm. It's like an old-timers committee kind of thing, right? But I heard that Tony Perez is on that committee. Is there somebody that played with Pete that's on that list?
So, and some people are vehement the other way.
I know.
What Craig Counsell said. As casually and as matter-of-factly as Craig Counsell said Pete Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame or deserves to be there, there are some people adamant.
And you have no say in it, no vote in it, but you have said that you would not vote for him.
I am a voter, as you know. Bruce is a voter. We'll talk to him at 7:25. But the voters, the Baseball Writers Association of America, to my knowledge, he will not be on the ballot.
No, because he's not on a – he goes only through the classic committee.
Yeah, so what I think isn't necessarily relevant as a voter.
But I'm curious.
Well, I don't think anything has changed, Mully, and I think I understand and respect the conversation and the people's difference of opinion, but as accepting as we are as a society of sports gambling now more than ever, which is something that's undeniable, and I understand why that's the tenor of the conversation, baseball's rules haven't changed. Baseball is no more forgiving just because we are universally more accepting of sports gambling. So you still cannot bet on baseball, and it's the most sacred rule in any MLB clubhouse. I think that's why players react the way that they do. Managers of the game, I think, want to protect the sanctity of it to some degree, and that might be hypocritical, and it might be a dated concept. But I also think that I'm just telling you right now, this morning, it's not black or white. I understand the gray. But I probably, if it were up to me on a ballot, I would not check the box next to Pete Rose.
What about Joe Jackson?
A little more complicated because there's differing reports about what he admitted to and what he was coerced into admitting. And when you talk about the grand jury testimony where he says that he was paid to throw the World Series and you look at his numbers and stats during the 1919 World Series, and it's like, how could that guy be trying to make anybody lose? He was so successful. And Joe Jackson would be something I think there's a little bit more of a question about what his involvement was. And some people swear that he was on the take, and some people are vehement that, he was not, he was an unwitting accomplice.
There is nobody that is swearing that he was on the take. There are people like the prosecutors that supposedly got him drunk and then, you know, fed him whiskey and then had him admit it, which was, you know,
well, swearing they're on the take, right. But they're insistent that he was guilty.
But they really don't know, and they went about it the wrong way. Every one of those other players, every one of the seven other players said that he wasn't involved. Now, if you break down his numbers, statistically, he had like the best World Series performance that I think it was broken in like 64. But he apparently, there was a huge discrepancy between the games they won where he hit like 545 and the games they lost where it was like less than 300. So I just think it's a more complicated issue.
Because well, I do
so
think it's complicated. I acknowledge that, Molly. Yeah. That's why.
But I'm saying the people voting on it need to read a book.
Yeah,
they need to really do some hard work to figure that one out.
I can remember writing about this or about to write about this during my days at the Tribune. We were obviously, you know, there were times where we looked into this pretty heavily and talked to some people who were familiar with the circumstances as much as you are, and I guess I'm talking in a way that's somewhat vague because it's less certain to me.
Right.
I feel a lot more conflicted.
Do enough research that you would have a studied opinion. I know you would.
I don't, but I also don't feel like, I don't want to sound getting killed on the text line. That's okay. That's part of it. But I think that I don't feel as convicted like, no, he does not belong, as much as I feel like that oddly about Pete Rose. Because I think Joe Jackson's case is a little bit different. It's a little murkier. Pete Rose admitted this. There's evidence about the fact that he bet it. Even though he bet for his team to win, you compromise the integrity of the game by betting as a manager.
I think that the Rob Manfred has a role in this that really kind of irks me, if I will.
Well, that also maybe influences me as well.
What this guy is doing, whether he realized it or not, now whether he was pressured by Donald Trump or if he came up with this on his own, whatever it is, he has basically done what he has done for a living, pass the buck. Okay, he's eligible. I'm out of it now. You guys make a decision. By making Pete Rose eligible to be in the Hall of Fame, to me, it is tacit approval of him as a Hall of Famer.
There's no doubt about that. I agree with that wholeheartedly, which is why I think it's on brand for Rob Manfred. I don't think that this is a brave decision.
No.
You know what would have been brave? And I would have respected it a lot more if he'd have done this when Pete Rose was alive.
I agree.
And it would have taken a lot more temerity, a lot more gumption, a lot more things that we don't necessarily associate with Rob Manfred, the MLB commissioner, because that would have taken some guts. He didn't do it when he was alive. He waited until he passed away, and now this is weak. And I think it's politically motivated, and I think it doesn't – that's what gives me a lot of pause and say, oh, yeah, you know what? Now let's open the doors because now it makes all the sense in the world, and – let's wash our hands of it.
Exactly.
I just don't think that doesn't make sense to me.
It reminds me to a certain extent, and it's nothing like it, but I remember when the NFL said that Michael Vick was capable of signing with any team. Anybody, Michael Vick was out of prison. He had been sent to prison over the dog fighting allegations and everything. He was convicted of it, so it wasn't allegations. And he did do time. And then when he got out, they said, okay, anybody that wants to can sign him now. And I remember writing a story saying, hey, if the Bears are obsessed with getting a quarterback, guess what? There's a pretty good one that just became available. They ought to sign this guy because, you know, it's tacit approval. You can sign him. Why not sign the guy if you're struggling at that position and you have for years? And I believe Jerry had recently said that they were fixated on fixing the quarterback. And I said a good way of doing it would be to sign this guy. I got more hate mail than I've ever gotten in my life mm-hmm. or anything I've ever written. Mm-hmm. A lot of it suggesting that I should be strung up and have like, you know, whatever the torture they did to the dogs, he was a part of.
Right.
And I was kind of like, wow, like that is a really, first of all, like, you know, that is an awful thing to say about how to treat a human being.
So
I'm not saying you should treat a dog that way,
no.
But the idea is that they made him available to anyone. He was soon thereafter signed. They ended up getting a good trade out of that deal. I'm just saying, from a football standpoint, the guy was available to anyone.
So,
if you're obsessed with fixing the position, fix it. But people reacted violently.
So how are you connecting
I'm
that?
I'm connecting it because I think that now we got two thoughts. Pete Rose always should have been in the Hall of Fame. And then when you say, and you're getting criticized now, when you say, well, I'm not sure I would want to vote that, and I would, oh, Pete Rose. It's like all they've done is open up a can of worms without taking any responsibility for the decision they've made.
I think what I'm saying is that what you're alluding to is that just because the declaration has come from on high, I'm not changing the way that I view this because
probably a wise way
somebody's telling me that it's okay to. And just like you're saying,
think it through and examine it. But I'm just, like I said, I feel like he's a coward, Rob Manfred.
Well, he certainly hasn't been. His legacy will not be as a strong leader of Major League Baseball.
The time to make this decision, the time to make a stand on this, was when the man was alive. You mm-hmm. don't wait 6 months till after he dies.
The other thing I think is interesting about this is how quickly people have been to jump to conclusion or to the conclusion that this will lead to the doors opening wider for the steroid cheats, if you will, or the alleged steroid cheats, the guys who are clouded with suspicion of taking PEDs, like Barry Bonds and A-Rod and Roger Clemens. And I think that, as I say every year when I make my vote transparent, if the Hall of Fame were to add a steroid era wing and just acknowledge it, I think everybody.
But see, this is what I'm saying.
Would
this
be
is,
okay with that.
This is the same. This is this same church, different pew. This is saying, okay, the steroid guys, they're all eligible to get in. We're not going to say they're not eligible, but we expect you, as keeper of the gate, to not let them in. That's basically what you get with the steroid guys. You get literally no direction on what they want you to do. They're forcing you to defend their game because they don't have the courage to do it.
Mm-hmm. In part, that's true. In part, I don't mind that because I certainly would like them to take a stand because I think it's good to take a stand. I don't necessarily look at that as a directive from on high to vote a certain way. I would hope that people who are voting for the Hall of Fame class each and every year have their own convictions and have their own opinions and do their own research and have their own reasons for voting or not voting for somebody, regardless of what you may hear from the commissioner. Now, certainly they could do that. I just think that would be the right thing to do, is to have a hard and fast policy, if you will, or tell me what you want people to believe about these players and their legacies.
Yeah,
because, and they've stopped short of that
because they whether theirs was tacit approval by virtue of silence when this was going on, they have a culpability as well.
Silence can be approval.
Yes.
Silence can be interpreted as approval.
But I'm talking about the steroid era.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And at that point in time, Major League Baseball, as we know, maybe needed that kind of boost with the home run race provided, or all of the attention paid Barry Bonds special season, those kinds of things. But I don't know that there's a connection between Pete Rose getting reinstated along with Shoeless Joe Jackson and Barry Bonds and A-Rod having the door opened a little bit wider to Cooperstown.
312-644-6767. Let's get to the phone lines. A lot of people have thoughts. Peter is in Barrington. Hey, Peter.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I just want to talk about the prevalence of gambling these days. You know, back when I started listening to The Score in the early 90s, all the commercials were the strip clubs. And, you know, and now these days, all the commercials are for sports betting. You know, on the next break, there's going to be commercials about sports betting. The newspaper, the Sun-Times, I stopped reading the Sun-Times because they took Morrissey out of there. They took Talender out of there. But yet, they kept the gambling part in there on Sundays. And I think this is just a move by Major League Baseball just to prove gambling across the board. I grew up, Pete Rose was the greatest baseball player. And they banned him from gambling, and I stopped watching baseball. They took my favorite player out of the mix because of what he did. And here we are today. And I think the move is not political. It's just based on money.
Well, I mean, no one's going to argue with that, Peter. I mean, that is definitely the case, that a lot of the gambling sites and the gambling advertised.
We all know. I mean, we're paid spokespeople for sports gambling companies, and it's a prevalent part of this sports radio station and sports media in general. Without sports gambling, then it'd be much different industry,
no question.
Over the last 5 to 10 years.
Yep.
But that again, we are more accepting of sports gambling. Baseball is no more forgiving, though. It's a rule that...
Right, it's the number one rule.
You can still walk into a bar, and if you don't want to drink, you don't have to order a beer. I just think you can be surrounded by something and still have the discipline not to partake in it. And I think it takes a little bit more discipline, but you're also a professional baseball player that's very clear. When you walk into an MLB clubhouse, what you can and can't do.
Tony is in Wonder Lake. Hey, Tony.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
You know, David kind of stole a lot of my thunder with his last set of comments. So I guess what I'll do is, David, I'll pose a question to you. Based on what you were saying, you know, it's a very slippery slope. You look at the steroid era, those guys were aided by performance-enhancing drugs to improve their stats throughout the end of their careers. Some guys, the beginning of their careers. It's irrelevant as far as that goes. But you look at what Pete Rose did. He didn't get in trouble until he was done playing the game. So if you're a baseball purist, and obviously you love the game, you have a vote, you have to look at that differently. Pete Rose's stats on the field are among the elites that ever touched a field. Whereas these guys were aided by performance enhancing. So is there a difference? Is there a difference between what he did and what the steroid era did? And I've always agreed with you as far as they need to open up a wing in the Hall of Fame. If they're adamant about that, then you know what? You have to lift the blanket on everybody and have an oddball wing in the Hall of Fame that at least recognizes what these guys' contributions were on the field, because after all, it is baseball. It's a very stat-driven league, probably the most in all sports. So with that, have a great day, guys.
And thanks, Tony. What you have
to Tony, appreciate. It's a great question. It's a great point as well, because Pete Rose, the player, is not accused of betting on baseball. It's Pete Rose, the manager. And as a player, he was the hit king.
And Mark is in Deerfield. He has a little insight on that. Hey, Mark.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. As you recall, I did work on the Rose Manor. I was a partner of John Dowd, so interested. I'm pretty sad about it. I'm sorry that this has happened, but the reality is times have changed. It's 36 years. We live in a different society today. And, you know, the rules are not the same as they were then, just whether it's in baseball or the Constitution of the United States. And things have changed, and I think people are willing to recognize that. I will say on the issue of gambling today, there is a fundamental difference, I think, between fans and gambling and players or participants gambling. I think even more than ever, that bright line should be in place because of the danger of that. But I think we have to recognize we're just in a different world today than we were 36 years ago.
But Mark, the point is that you worked on this report. Pete Rose was betting on baseball while a manager. He was betting on games that his team was playing in. Now, I'm not saying he was betting against his team. I don't know if that's been proven. But he has admitted gambling. And I don't know how having money on your own team doesn't impact you.
It compromises the integrity of the sport,
the decisions.
Because the decisions that you make with that in mind and how it could affect games that are not the maybe the next day.
Right.
And or the day after that. So
bullpen pieces. Or
yeah. Thanks for the call, Mark. Yeah. Good insight and good memories.
Yeah, that's something else.
I wonder what Bruce thinks.
Yeah, we'll talk to Bruce Levine next. We'll get his take on it and his ideas as to how he would lean if indeed Pete Rose ever came up to an open boat, which he won't. So it's irrelevant, but it's just interesting to get that perspective. We'll do it next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And I believe we're going to go down to Bruce. Take it away.
All right, Pat and Ron, what a thriller here. Nico Horner, a big part of it. Big run driven in, big run scored. What can you say about this team? Never say die here.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the cool parts is we've had so many different guys win games for us already. And JT's been a huge part of this team behind the scenes and creating great vibes every single day. He's as professional a hitter as it gets, and it showed right there.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. He is everywhere. He is covering all of it. He is our guy, Bruce Levine, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Bruce, you are omnipresent, buddy. How you doing?
Nice job.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it was a thrilling game last night for the Cubs, and I think the one thing that it really points out, you know, as I talked to Horner about, the fact that if you leave the door just a little bit open for the Chicago Cubs, they find a way to get through it. And that's kind of been the keynote for them so far this season, where, you know, the shortstop goes in a hole on a ground ball by Kelly to start the inning. You know, Kelly doesn't run all that well. His knowledge of that forces him to do something just a little bit more aggressive. He drops the ball, and that begins the inning. You feel the emotion of the crowd. You feel the team picked up by it. Not my thoughts from the players afterwards, talking to them.
Not sure anybody on that team needed a big hit more than Justin Turner did, and he comes through in the clutch on a day where people wondered if he would still be on the team by the time it started. Bruce, I just wondered, was that ever part of the consideration, do you think, when they moved Tyson Miller to the 60-day IL, they made it, created a roster spot for Moises Ballesteros, but when they discussed what to do, was getting rid of Justin Turner among the options?
Well, it has to be part of the discussion. You know, we talked to Craig Counsell about it the morning before, and, you know, he was asked, you know, about him, and he said, you know, he's not squaring up his the pitches that he gets. He's not hitting it hard, you know. And then the first thing I see yesterday, I walk into the ballpark at 2 o'clock, you know, the locker room opens at 3, no one's in the park at all. And down on the field is Turner along with Bijan and Nicky Lopez taking batting practice for an hour. So, you know, you see a 40-year-old veteran, you know, I'm not saying it's unique that he's working out, but the reality of trying to get better and be more productive is there for him as it is for other players. But, you know, the reality is he knows better than anyone else. He hasn't really done a heck of a lot so far. And, you know, 74 at bats last night was huge for him.
Yeah, it was kind of fun to see everything that happened last night. It was really interesting, I suppose, if you think about the different moments they had where you thought this could be it. You know, this is where they're gonna make some kind of move. That Moises Ballesteros came up with the bases loaded earlier in the game and hit into a double play, and then he gets to that ninth inning. And he avoids the double play. He really broke it down the first baseline. I know it sounds weak to reward that, but the fact is, if he is out there, the game is you're in serious trouble. So it was great in a lot of different ways, especially the way the crowd kind of, you know, responded to him, if you will.
Every man that we talked to after the game, you know, including Nico in our post game, talked about the fact that, you know, this team was pushed by the crowd, but more importantly, it takes advantage of mistakes. It runs the bases as well as anybody. You remember last year at this time, the Cubs were going through some really tough moments in May and June where they couldn't find any way to win games. And one of the things that really stood out, and you guys will remember this, is they were getting thrown out on the bases like twice a game, okay? They're leading baseball. They led baseball most of the way in getting caught on the bases, either stolen bases or getting caught between first and third, getting thrown out at a record pace. And that is the total opposite this year when you look at the baseball IQ of these guys running the bases. A lot of the coaches have to get credit. You know, Quentin Berry and Javier having a big impact on the way they run. But give credit to the players. I mean, they were electric again last night on the bases and winning that game.
Bruce, I wonder if pregame you also saw and noticed Michael Busch taking ground balls at third base. Moises Ballesteros makes his debut. He was 0-for-4, but boy, he was hustling down the line in the ninth inning and made a difference. But just wonder what's in store for the next week or so, and if Ballesteros hits, could Michael Busch at third base be a consideration?
Yeah, we're probably getting ahead of ourselves with Ballesteros at first. You know, I don't think he's done it. He's done a real lot of that. I mean, he has a little in the minor leagues, but it's just, you know, it's not ideal. And again, Counsell is not afraid of trying the not ideal when people put the work into it. But, you know, having a 5'8" first baseman puts you at a disadvantage a little bit. Still, you know, if Ballesteros hits, you're going to have to find a spot for him. And with, you know, Happ eventually coming back, and he told the midday show yesterday that he thinks he'll be back by Tuesday coming off of the 10-day IL, you know, you're going to try to find spots for people to move around. And Counsell is showing he's not afraid to move people and see if they can fit in other places, including what you talked about with Busch taking ground balls at third, a place that he's not without knowledge of, having played second and third in the minor leagues.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, Bruce, when you look at The White Sox on the other side of town, they get rained out for a long time in Cincinnati. And then they also had a late-breaking victory. And it was interesting because it was kind of a lot of guys that weren't even there last year. You know, you obviously didn't have Mydroth, Cuero. You know, Vargas gets the big home run. He came in late. I know Cannon was up late, but it is kind of a nice thing to see them win a game with some young guys with like a little hint of hope, especially since they have started this month a different team. You know, they were 5-21 and now they're 6-6.
6-6, and it's, you know, mostly based being in that game because of really good pitching. They use the opener again. Cannon throws 6 shutout innings. The starting pitching has been really good. I mean, I think I pointed out to you yesterday that their ERA was less than the Cubs, you know, coming into play yesterday. They have really done the job. Now identifying, you know, is Boeser going to be the closer now that they need a closer? They only had 2 saves going into, you know, this series with Cincinnati all year. Really didn't need that because they weren't scoring enough runs to stay in games at the end. So from that perspective, you know, the pitching is really held up, and it's, you know, it's interesting to watch their plan, which I said from the beginning, I was told by, you know, people that work there that we were going to go after pitching first. That's the best way to get good and establish our organization. And so far it's looked really good, you know, in the minor leagues. You know, they're starting to do different things with their pitchers as well. I think Hagen Smith is pitched well, but they're going to slow down some of his starts, skip him there. They're going to do that with a couple of their other, you know, young starting pitchers. So development is the key in keeping these young pitchers healthy while learning and getting experience. That's the message out there.
Bruce, as the dean of baseball reporters in this baseball town, have to ask you what's your response, and a Hall of Fame voter, I should add, what was your response to Rob Manfred on Tuesday removing Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson from the MLB permanently ineligible list, paving the way for them to enter the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Well, I don't like it. I mean, I like it for the Rose family. I don't know if there's any living relatives of the other guy's band. But, you know, the reality is, you know, what are you trying to prove by making people – if you think that at some point they should be in the Hall of Fame, which is what they're saying with this message.
Yes.
Why, you know, for a museum in upstate Cooperstown, do you have to be that, you know, that way about it? Okay, you're dead now, so we'll let you in. Okay. I mean, what, you know, again, the idea all these years where you're banned for having gambled on the game, which was the ultimate sin. Is it less of a sin now that gambling is a big part of sports advertising? Is that a part of this? I don't know what the message is. I don't quite understand it. Happy for the Rose family that he may get in within 2 to 3 years. They're not even going to vote on this, the Hall of Fame itself, for 2 years from December. So I don't understand it. It's just, the whole story is just ultimately mean to me.
I know you don't have a vote on it, but if you did, would you vote him in?
Under circumstances now, I would say yes.
Right.
There's just too much hypocrisy going on in sports and what the world to really say, you know, okay, nobody thinks that him gambling now was a bad thing, right? I mean, hardly anybody you talk to.
Still against the rules in baseball, though. Still against MLB rules.
What about Joe Jackson?
What kind of what's the message now?
What about Jackson? What? First of all, what was he like in high school, Bruce?
Oh, my.
Well, he died in 1942, so I missed him by a couple of seconds. But, I don't get this, you know, changing the rules and everything like that. Again, it's a museum. It's the most important museum in sports. It should be taken seriously. But I think that, you know, the message out there is the thing that you look at, and I don't quite understand their reasoning.
I respect where you're coming from. Look forward to talking about it more on Inside the Clubhouse on Saturday, Bruce. Before we let you go quickly, Jameson Taillon going for the sweep tonight. What do you think about their chances to take all three from the Marlins?
Yeah, well, I mean, it should be really good. Tyone's been very consistent. The one thing about, you know, the Cubs pitching is it hasn't been sensational starting pitching wise, but it's been really good. The guys go out there, they bring their lunch bucket every day. They're not going to blow you away and throw seven innings and strike out 15. They just go out there and get the job done. And, you know, a Brown start yesterday was encouraging as well, not walking people. I think he walked one, didn't walk any the last time out. So there's some progress there. They're just, you know, they're keeping above water, and hopefully they'll get to the deadline and be able to make some trades to add to this, what is becoming one of the more interesting teams in Major League Baseball.
Great stuff as always, Bruce. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Bruce. Have a great day.
You too.
That is Bruce Levine. Does a wonderful job.
He does. He was,
I know,
last night late.
Talking to Nico.
Right on the field talking to Nico in the middle of everything, and then up early talking to us. Tremendous work ethic.
That was Dave Mantha used to work at the Sun-Times. He was an old prep writer, so you'd like be sitting on the desk. Hey, Mr. Main, what was Bronco Nagurski like in high school?
Yeah. Boy, that was a good question and brave one to ask Bruce this early in the morning after a short night's sleep.
He knows it's a joke. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's not an easy subject matter these days, is it? Really gambling versus not gambling.
I think professional sports and their relationships with gambling has changed significantly. Hopefully, we're all a little more educated on it as well. But it's part of us for sure. And there's going to be some bad things that come from. There's a bad thing that, I don't know, the other day in Houston, a bad thing came from it. There's going to be some issues with it.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the voice of Craig Counsell. He is the Cubs manager and a proud domer.
Yes, proud Notre Dame graduate. He's right about the prevalence of sports gambling is undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
The hypocrisy, if you want to call it that, and people have in drawing a hard line about your Pete Rose stance in the midst of all of this sports gambling explosion around us, and as a spokesperson, a paid spokesperson for FanDuel in my case, and a lot of other people in sports media are doing the same things, and then you know people wonder, how can you be against Pete Rose betting on baseball still, and would you still hold that against him if you had a Hall of Fame vote? I do think both things can be true, and I understand that's open for criticism, but you can have the expansion of the sports gambling industry and be everywhere, and certainly sports media and sports entities have benefited from that, and still understand that when you walk into a major league clubhouse, the sanctity of that space is preserved by honoring one rule. You don't bet on baseball. And players and managers and coaches alike, I think, understand that. So you can have the society immersed in sports gambling and still maintain and adhere to those rules.
Yeah, you have to maintain the integrity of the game. And, you know, it is richly ironic that, for instance, in the NFL, first of all, there are owners that are involved with FanDuel. There are people that own a piece of these places. But also, there is this idea that you release the injury report because you want to be as honest as possible so people aren't paying for information like that in order to fuel their gambling. I mean, it's like, you know, while you're giving out information that would help with gambling, you're doing so in order to prevent it from being the kind of information people want to pay for in order to be able to gamble. So you're aware of everything that's going on with that sort of stuff. But you're attempting, at least ostensibly, to protect the integrity of your game.
I would hope so.
And there is, you know, that's the number one rule in every baseball clubhouse, no gambling. And, you know, the idea that the manager was gambling on baseball, there's a reason they put him on a list to keep him from. And the idea that you had, you know, whatever the economic circumstances, that you had a team that threw a World Series, that's gonna go to the heart of what you did. I believe they brought those guys up on charges and they were cleared. And then Mountain Landis became the baseball commissioner and banned them all anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't require that you had like enough legal proceedings against them. They just made a decision that they were banning anyone from gambling.
Right, and because you have. You look at the right. There's a sports book at Wrigley Field.
Yes,
it's there, and it's
but the
successful and it's crowded.
Players that aren't allowed in.
But that doesn't exactly. But that doesn't mean that you are permissive of players or managers betting on the sport that they play. Should you be a little bit more permissive about gambling on other sports? I think people have the discipline to be able to bet on college football if you're a major league athlete or major league baseball player or professional athlete. Perhaps. I mean, those are things that are you're getting into the weeds a little bit. But big picture-wise, I don't think it's inconceivable or even incompatible to say, you know, we understand sports gambling is a bigger part of society, but you can still maintain the rules.
Let's try William. He's listening on the Odyssey app. Hey, William.
How you doing?
Good.
My point is, I look at it like this. Pete Rose gambled, but he bet on the Cincinnati Reds to win. It would be like no different if the manager of the Cubs back in the day, Lee Ilya, if they found out he was betting on the Cubs to win, and they throw him out of the Hall of Fame. Or maybe I'm using the wrong example, Don Zimmerman.
But William, let's say you're Pete Rose and you put some money on the game and then
let's play this out real quick.
It's getting late in the game and you know it's
like, you need to win Tuesday.
Yeah. So you use a pitcher that you probably
But he's planned to go Wednesday.
Yeah. But you gotta use him now
because you gotta win Tuesday.
Win in the right now. It's like it impacts every decision.
You're compromising
you make.
The integrity
yes,
of the competition
exactly
tomorrow
right.
for yeah. today.
So you just can't
you're making decisions based on your need to profit and win.
As long as he only gambled on his own team. No, you're not allowed to look at it that way. It's impactful either way.
That's where the slope gets slippery.
Yes.
Because once you say, well, you know, at least he bet that his team to win. But in that wanting to win so badly on the day that he bet on his team to win, you compromise the teams or the games that, on the other days.
Exactly.
The next day or the day after that. So yeah. It's a very slippery slope.
All right. We've got a ton to get to. We're going to get to Steve Stone next. We're going to talk about the White Sox and dare we call it a turnaround, an improvement, whatever way you want to look at it. We'll talk to Stoney next. Mully and Hall on the Score.
Hello. You play to win the game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.